Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Update your home and save big money with Mastercraft Doors at Menards. For over 50 years, Mastercraft has been making quality doors inside and out. Choose from the best in-stock selection of interior and exterior doors ready to take home today. Or design your door your way with our free designer in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on Mastercraft Doors and check out more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Lifestyle Show, presented by Selena McKenzie.
I gotta get the best of you. I gotta get the best of you now, baby. I gotta get the best of you. Since I had your love, it's been moving me around. Beautiful feeling makes me high, maybe love won't let me down. Small wonder you would hesitate to lay your love on me. Tell just how happy we could be. I gotta get the best of you. I gotta get the best of you now, baby. I gotta get the best of you. I gotta get the best of you, my baby. A very special invitation from you, the right back at you, baby. What an occasion. You and me, we could be the top attraction. Oh. All alone, I consider the goodness of your love. A manifestation of given love. Total satisfaction. Whoa. I gotta get the best of you. I gotta get the best of you, my baby. I gotta get the best of you. I gotta get the best of you, my baby.
Can't wait any longer. It's only 24 minutes past three, but what's a minute between friends? I've got to welcome to the show the singer of the song you just heard, the outstanding, see what I did there, Kenny Thomas.
How are you doing?
I'm well. Can you hear me okay now?
I can hear you perfectly fine now.
Brilliant, brilliant. Thank you so much for joining us. I was a big fan in the 90s of all your songs. And I've done a bit of research on you, Kenny, because I know right. that you grew up in Hackney. You were an amateur boxer. You worked for British Telecom. So how did you get into music?
Well, music is something that ran alongside everything else, alongside the boxing. As a youngster, buying lots of records, and then as the 80s, you know, came in, and some of my older friends, we started, you know, they were buying instruments, bass guitars, keyboards. I bought guitars, so we naturally got into that, you know, trying to make music, where it was a lot of noise back then rather than music. But as the 80s wore on, and later in the 80s, I did get into my first studio in 1988 and cut a couple of records there. Now, you know, it's and it was just meeting the right people, the right time, the right introductions, putting yourself around in London in the right places, and that kind of helps. But living around the corner from Eddie Grant's studio helped, and a friend, he's passed away now, but a friend of the family, he knew Eddie Grant's brother, and that's how we first got into that studio there. There was a studio that Eddie cut a lot of his early tracks on, you know.
Fantastic.
In that studio, rather.
So it is. I mean, there's a lot of people that have got good talents, but it is a lot about luck, as you say, being at the right place at the right time.
You have, yeah. You've got to have the talent, I think. Maybe not from some of the things I see today, but you probably you do need the right time and the right people in the right place. And then after that, obviously, there's going to be a lot of hard work, and the talent's got to, you know, be there.
It has indeed.
Hopefully, ultimately. Although we live in an age where people are celebrities now. I'm not a celebrity. I've never been one. But you have celebrities now that don't do much other than be celebrities.
But do you find also nowadays that even people that can't sing, it can be made to sound like they can sing because we've got so much equipment and technology?
I wouldn't know because we don't go down that route, and I'm not familiar with producers and people that do that. I'm sure there are producers out there in studios that manipulate voices and tune them and stuff. But I mean, obviously that's going to fall flat on its face when you want to go out and do tours and go live. Unless, of course, you want to, you know, sort of rob people of their money and mime. And that has been done.
Yes, I know. I've been to a few concerts where that's been
done. A lot of people have been paid a lot of money to just lip sync.
It's not fair, is it?
No. That's immoral there.
And could you always sing from a young boy? Did you know you had a good voice?
I did, yes. I mean, but I didn't think that of myself, but a lot of people used to remark when I was getting into singing. And then at a younger age, I got into singing at a church near me where we lived in Hackney there. And I got involved with some of the drama, the stage sort of amateur dramatics there, and did a musical with them and some stuff like that. And it was noted by a lot of people that my voice was you know, okay, and it had potential.
And, it certainly did.
And from a young age, I could also sing along with a lot of records. My dad's favourite singer was Johnny Mathis, so I used to mimic that, and I used to mimic all sorts of things that were on the turntable at home. And that was also noticed by people, that how good I was at sort of copying things.
Well, your style, I don't remember the 80s, but in the 90s with Outstanding, Thinking About Your Love, Best of You, all that tender love, beautiful love song. I was shocked when I saw you because I expected to see a young Johnny Mathis on stage. I didn't expect you to look as you did. Your voice is so soulful and R&B.
I'm far from Johnny Mathis. I wish I was. it was because that's really the music I grew up with. I grew up with American art, rhythm and blues, and the jazz funk and the soul music, obviously. And that's all I really knew. I only knew really black music, you know, music of black origin, and especially the American side of it, although there's been some great soul music out of the UK long before I come along, you know. I was just really influenced by that. I didn't really know much else.
And I know that I actually only found out during the research, but I didn't realise that Outstanding, which is one of my favourites, was originally by the Gap Band. It was a cover of the Gap Band song. Wow. Do you generally write your own music, though?
I do a bit of both. I've done, you know, people know that I've done cover versions and, you know, songs that are very, very courageous to touch, like Outstanding. It was a very daring move to touch that record so soon after they'd had a minor hit with it in the 80s. But I write my own record, my own songs, and there's a lot more right on the new album that's coming out next week. There's a lot of songs I've written on there, but I like to mix it up. There's no cover versions on the new album. There might be on the next one. I don't know, but I'm always tempted to sing the odd song here and there that I want to pay homage to or enjoy doing live. There's certain songs I do, You'll Never Find Another Love Like Mine, Lou Rawls. I put that in the set all the time with the band. I enjoy doing it. I've never recorded it. There's no recording of it. I just do it live, but it's great. It's a fun song.
Have you always had the same band since the early days?
No, they chop and change, different musicians. Some have been with me right from, you know, from the early days of the 90s. Sadly, like my percussionist, Robert Skins Anderson, Skins was his nickname. He passed away a few weeks ago. I'd worked with him for over 30 years, well, best part of 30 years. So there are some, and that my musical director of my band, Kevin Sutherland, he's been with me from the early days, on and off here and there. And you do chop and change, and a lot of that's to do with availability, you know. You know, my bass player I normally use in my band, he's off with, he's working with Mick Hucknall at the moment. So he's not available to me. He's been stolen. There are other bass players I use now, like a guy called Dan Owen, who's amazing. So yeah, we just we keep going, but there are some that have been there from the early days.
So you mentioned your new album, which is called Unstoppable. Have you had a long break between doing this and obviously previous work?
No, I've never had a break in 35 years. I've always gigged and I've always made music and I've always written songs and I've written songs for other artists. Like, people don't really know that Rod Stewart cut a record of mine, George Benson cut a record that I wrote with Bluey from Incognito. So I'm always busy. This is the first proper studio album in 15 years because I did another piano jazz album with a pianist called Wayne Brown. He passed away, bless him. And I've done other songs where I've guested on a record with a producer. But this is the first standalone studio album in 15 years where I've taken my time and recorded it and worked with this. I'm working with this producer called Oppo Loppo in Sweden. And it sounds great. The timing's right. So, you know, this is the right time for me to put out this body of work. But no, I haven't really had a break. I mean, I suppose because I've not been on mainstream radio and not been seen on TV for a few years, people think that you've fallen off the edge of the flat earth. But the thing is, you know, you're busy with the soul scene, busy with the festivals, busy with the soul weekenders and stuff like that.
Yeah, sure.
So, you know, we look like we've disappeared, but we haven't.
And you are touring, I believe, as well. Is it this year your tour starts?
I've never stopped touring. I mean, well, the last few years we've done some tours. Then last year we sold out London Palladium towards the end of last year. And then now this year we're just doing festivals and the odd date here and there. But we are doing a tour March 2026.
Right.
Which there's a few venues around the country, more to be added to it. But the big one amongst it is the Hammersmith Apollo.
I think that's such a good idea. I hate it when these people tour and they're obviously trying to promote their new album, which I'm sure you will be doing. But it's no use playing the album when nobody's heard any of the tracks. It's best to get the album out first, in my eyes, and then Absolutely. Do the tour so people can sing along with it.
Yeah, and also I've got a large body of material, a lot of songs, you know. There was a lot of hits in the 90s, and then there have been many records since then. So, not hits, but a lot of recordings since then. So, people who are familiar with my work will know, yeah, we don't want to bore them for an hour with just a new album, especially if they don't know it. So, there'll be a bit of that in there, but obviously we'll do the 90s stuff and we'll mix it up, you know.
Yeah, you have to, for sure. Do you ever come to Spain? Are you ever in Marbella so we can come and see you?
I was in Marbella, when was that? I think it was last year. I came over there and did a bar there. I can't remember what it's called. Is it called Joy's?
Joy's
like that.
Bar, yeah, well done.
I did a quick PA there, which I don't do many of those these days with backing track gigs, but mainly it's always out with the live band. But I've been there a few times in Marbella and over the years, and Spain especially, because I'm half Spanish, so that helps. So.
Are you really? I didn't realise that. Mum or dad's side?
My mum was from Las Palmas, Gran Canaria.
Wow, blimey.
Yeah, so we lived there. I lived there for a while as a boy, and I've got family in Gran Canaria, you know. So, and I had family in mainland Spain many years ago. They passed away now.
¿Habla español?
Un poco, sí. ¿Y tú?
Oh, un poco. Y tú es fine. So I want to ask you, when you were performing the classic hits, the ones that I keep mentioning, Outstanding, Best of You, Thinking About Your Love, does it feel the same when you perform them now as you did back then?
I enjoy doing them. Most of the songs, yeah, nearly all of them I do enjoy doing them. And it's great with the live band because it's always like it's always fresh. It's always new when you go out and do it live. I mean, some would say maybe after 35 years, you might get a little bit bored of a record, but that can happen. I think for some singers, but with me, we sing it and I've grown into them as well. I don't sing them exactly the same as I did back then. I've matured, I've got older, the voice has changed slightly. The key is still the same key. It's still, we haven't had to downgrade it. It's not any lower. But certainly, you know, we approach it a bit more, I would say sometimes even more soulful than I did back then.
Wow. I can't imagine it being even more soulful.
Well, we try.
Well, it's also coming up to the 35th anniversary of the fantastic album Voices. And I know that you have a song out with Kim Wilde. Is that on the new album?
That is, yeah, that's the most recent single. That's called Shout Out. And, yeah, I got Kim, who's a friend of mine, to do some little vocal parts on the record, some ad libs. And she sounds great. And she's still busy touring and all the rest of it. So, yeah, it's turned out to be a nice record, that. And it's getting some fairly good airplay over here.
Wonderful. Well, it's going to get some airplay here because I'm going to play it next. I just want to know, I'm probably putting you on the spot here. I probably should have asked Ed. But if people want to find out more about you, do you have a website, more about the tour dates, things like that?
Yes, they should go to kennythomasmusic.com, www.kennythomasmusic.com, and then from there you'll find all the links to all the social media and all of that stuff, and then indeed you will you'll see the dates popping up.
Great.
Left, right,
stuff.
And centre.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure for me, a delight. I've been looking forward to this all day. We're going to play out with your Shout Out, which features Kim Wilde. Kenny Thomas, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Bye.
Adios.
My beating heart. Shout out Kenny Thomas with Kim Wilde.
Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.